So, what did you think? Was it bad? I think it was pretty bad. I know, right? There's no way we can do better for our next movie night. Oh yeah? Well, I'm looking forward to seeing what you bring, but I highly doubt there is a movie worse than what we just watched. So, what do we do now? Oh my god, yes, I do want to sleep here. It's so cold outside, I swear. I saw a polar bear freezing his balls off on my way. Plus, I don't want to get out of these super comfy sweatpants. And we are already in your bed, so yeah, let's sleep here. No, I'm good, thanks. Just cold. Did you turn the heat on? Oh, right, you did. I asked you already earlier. Okay, hold on. Let me just get comfy. Better. So much better. I know. I'm a total cuddle freak and addict. But it's your fault too. You're so good at this. I'd kiss your cheek, but it's too high, so I'm kissing your chest. That's it. I like how you stroke my back. I can feel your fingers going up and down my spine. Yeah. It's like a roller coaster made of flesh and bones. Actually, that's kind of gross. You're so warm. Really, you're like radiating some serious heat. Well, yeah, I don't care. I'd rather my face melt off now than moving it from your chest. Actually, I think I ate too much of your delicious home-heated frozen pizzas. I can't stand my stomach like this. It feels like I want to hurl all of it over you. I thought this wouldn't be appealing to you, because you're a little bitch. Can't even handle a real lady like me going all Niagara Falls on you. Alright. I'll stop being gross, but we do need to change positions. I can't sleep like this. Let's just spoon? Yeah. And you'll be the big spoon, because I'm just a tiny, delicate flower that needs to be taken care of. Maybe, but it's still true. You have to take care of me. Because you're my friend, and because you're kind, and because you don't want to wake up with a dick drawn on your forehead. Oh, you're right. I wouldn't do that. You know? We didn't even talk tonight. I was looking forward to it, but we got absorbed in that terrible, terrible movie. So, talk to me. How are you? What's on your mind, sweetheart? I don't care if it's boring. Just tell me. I want to hear it. Yeah. I remember you telling me about that. So what of it? Yeah, I know that feeling. Everything's great until I stop doing things, and then it feels like, you said, empty and meaningless. I don't know what's wrong with us. I wish I knew. At least we have moments like this, right? You and me together. It's so nice, pressing my back against your chest, holding your hand against my stomach. It's like nothing bad can happen. I could stay like this forever. Oh. Yeah. I had plans with a guy tonight, but, I canceled it. Why? I don't know. I didn't tell you because I just, maybe I didn't tell you because I didn't want you to know I canceled a date so I could see you. I don't know. I'm so glad I can't see my face right now. You're not gonna say anything? I guess I wouldn't know what to say either. I was attracted to him. It's just, I don't know. I had other things on my mind. He was attractive. I just wasn't thinking of him. I did text him though. I mean, canceled it just hours before our date. I'm not proud of it, I just couldn't make up my mind sooner. Hey, what about you? What about that girl you were seeing? That's a shame. She seemed nice. What's wrong with us? Dating awesome people and just rejecting them. No wonder we're still single. I just want someone who would hold me and kiss me. I mean, not even a full French kiss, you know, just kiss. Yes. Just like that. Just like that. Just like you're kissing me right now. My hair. My neck. My shoulder. Hold on. No, don't worry. You didn't screw anything up at all. I just want to see you. There. I want to see your face. I want to see your face kissing mine.
the kiss on the forehead. Your specialty, right? No, don't stop. It's not a bad thing. Your lips are so soft. And with that smell, you're like a man, but, you know, perfect addition. Oh, shut up. You understand what I mean. You are a man. At least, according to that thing poking me down there. No, don't worry. I know you can't control it. And considering what we're doing, I can't blame you. But if you ask me, it's karma. You're the one who said my tits were so small I was basically a man, remember? Oh, you do remember. Come on, don't try to bullshit me. They aren't so small now that they're pressing up against your chest, right? You didn't notice them. A fucking liar, that's what you are. That's revenge for being mean to me the other night. And for being a liar. You'll have to sleep holding me close, with my feet tangled up with yours and my face buried in your neck. Yeah, that's punishment, I guess. Anyways, just shut up. No idea what you and I are doing, what this is, but I don't give a crap. I like it. Awesome. Let's go to sleep then. I'll see you tomorrow.